listen to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back to the show. I am your host, Mike David. Joining me today, please welcome my guest, Gloria Jean Banish. Gloria, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
That's good to hear. And like always, why don't you first put out your contact info or whatever is the best way for my audience to reach out to you for after the show?
Sure. My phone number is 920-560-4525.
Awesome.
Yep, and our website address is https://ggbhealthservices.com. And then my dedicated site for couples work is https://couplesworkshopswi.com.
Awesome. And I do want to let our audience know, for anyone who would like to call in and ask a question of Gloria here, you can do so by calling 631-627-3703. Once again, that number is 631-627-3703. Feel free to call at any point during the show and we can get your question answered. Now, Gloria, we're glad to have you back. You always have great insight and information to share with our audience. Now, for those who are first time tuning into you or may not be as familiar with you, why don't you just kind of go over what it is you do and just a little bit of background about yourself?
Okay. My personal specialty area is I am a certified Gottman couples therapist. So I work with couples of all kinds. I also have worked a great deal with different kinds of addictions, pretty much everything except for eating disorders. And we have a private practice. And it's a private independent group practice. My husband practices with me. He's a psychiatrist, neurologist, neuropsychiatrist, neurophysiologist, and vascular neurologist. And then we have four other therapists that work with us. One of them is a certified sex therapist. And so we work with each other frequently. I work on relationships stuff, and she makes sure the plumbing's working okay.
Gotcha. Now, how did you even get into this, or what is it that inspired you to help people in this sort of way?
Well, I have been in the field of therapy for about 37 years now, and I started out doing working in a private psychiatric hospital. So I worked with clients of all kinds. We had everything from people who were schizophrenic and hallucinating to people who had postpartum depression, people who were there to get their meds adjusted, Alzheimer's, strokes, the whole entire gambit. And then I went from there to working in addictions programs, and I did inpatient program and started an outpatient program and taught OWI classes in Florida and in Wisconsin. And then I went into private practice about 7 years ago. And someone in our couple, we have a therapist group that we're in, and we meet once a month for therapists that are in private practice, and someone said, who will work with couples? And I said, I will. And the floodgates opened, and I thought, oh my goodness, I better figure out exactly what I'm doing here. So I stumbled onto the research of Dr. John Gottman and the Gottman Institute, and absolutely fell in love with the approach, and it has changed the way I work with everyone, whether it's individuals or whether it's couples, because no matter what someone comes in with, it's always about relationships. You know, it's about how they get along with their partners. It's about how they get along with their coworkers. It's about how they get along with their employees. It's how they get along with the general public. It's always about other people. So this field of work can help anyone who does therapy of any kind.
Awesome. And yeah, I mean, we are social beings, so the relationships we have with other people is a huge part of our lives, and a lot of different complications can come from that. Now, I understand that you actually have a presentation that you're getting ready to do for other therapists. Is that right?
Yes, I am. Thus far, I have been working with couples, and I do four different couples groups. One is the Art and Science of Love. I'm doing the Art and Science of Love 2, which is a follow-up course at the very end of October. And then whenever I have a request to do so, I do the 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work and Bringing Baby Home. But this will be the first time that I am actually starting to train therapists. And so the presentation that I'm doing on August the 10th and 11th, which is on a Saturday and Sunday, will be in Appleton. And it's for therapists, but it's also for nurse practitioners, clerical people who work in the ministry, teachers, all different kinds of folks. Do level 1 and level 2 training. In order to be a certified Gottman therapist, you have to have a master's in counseling or related field or a PhD, but anyone can take level 1, 2, and 3 training.
Gotcha. And what is kind of the ultimate goal for your presentation?
Well, since I'm the only certified Gottman therapist in Wisconsin, I would like for people to at least be able to keep couples in a holding pattern until I can get to them, or that they actually know what they're doing. Because if you go to Psychology Today, which you wouldn't think anyone would go to Psychology Today to find a therapist, but it's so high on the Google rating that if you put in therapist, that's the first thing that comes up. And then if you put your zip code in, it pulls up everyone in your area. And then if you put in Gottman Methods, about 40 people in the Appleton area show up. And that means exactly nothing. Because maybe there may be one or two of them that have had actual formal training, but the rest of them have maybe read a book, you know, listened to a seminar that John gave. And so I want people to know what they're doing, and I want them to be able to do it properly.
Awesome. And typically, how long does the training last?
The level one training goes from 8:30 or 9 o'clock in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. So it's August 10th and 11th.
Gotcha. So after that, are they able to go to kind of the next level? What is kind of the next step after the training?
Yeah, so after they do level one, many people after they do level one go on to do level two training. And level two training is a 3-day training. And I have not started doing that yet, but that will be my next goal after I present a couple of the level one training. And then level three training is also a 3-day training. And after I present level one and two, that will be my next goal. And then after that, if you want to be certified, you have to go through the certification track.
Gotcha. Very interesting, and I definitely have more questions for you on that. But we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll have more on that subject with Gloria Jean Banish. We'll be right back.
Every business needs professionals they can trust. Let it be your lawyer, accountant, electrician, even the company plumber are all people you can trust. So why are you settling for your printer vendor? They never respond to your questions, and when they do, it's always late. Always seems to take an eternity to get your printing done and ready, but you've dealt with it because there really wasn't another alternative. That is, until now, Max Image Printers. Take the worry out of your printing needs. As a hybrid company, both on website and phone, they welcome clients, businesses of all sizes, to call and ask questions to make as many orders as you need, with the confidence of having your work printed, beautiful, and ready in just a few business days. Bring the trust back into your printing. Maximize your printing experience with Maxim Image Printing. Call now at 801-977-8330. Email Keith at maximage.net. Visit the website, maximage.net. Max Image Printing, quality service, guaranteed. If you're not happy, you don't pay.
Aloha to all you lovebirds out there. Are you thinking about a destination wedding? Let I Do Hawaiian Weddings help you realize that dream. We specialize in Hawaiian destination weddings. Our unique knowledge of the islands and vast experience with amazing locations will help us create the destination wedding of your dreams. We can help you celebrate your love for each other with a sandy beach wedding, flower lei and bouquet, photography and videography, limousine transportation, hula dancing, ukulele music, and a beautiful dove release. We can even assist you with marriage license and online paperwork. I Do Hawaiian Weddings is all about love. So visit us on the web at idohawaiianweddings.com or call us at 808-330-5555 to realize your dream destination wedding in Hawaii now.
Other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
And welcome back. Of course, I'm Mike David. I'm with Gloria Jean Banish. Now, last time we left off, we were discussing about kind of this training course, you know, that you're actually doing a presentation for. Now, for people that are first going into this, you know, what can they expect, you know, to learn about and expect for them to be doing?
Well, the really nice thing about this type of training is that even after you do level one training, you will have many more tools in your toolbox that you can use to help people with their communication style. So we talk about the research that John Gottman and Robert Levinson have done for the past 40 years, and we talk about what works and how we know it works. And then we talk with people about we train therapists how to recognize when their couples are having one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse go galloping around their living rooms. So the four horsemen of the apocalypse are criticism, defensiveness, contempt, and stonewalling. And so we teach people to be able to recognize when those show up. And that helps them when they work with couples. It also helps them with their own relationships. Anytime that they would like maybe for someone to actually listen to what they're saying. Because once those show up, no one is listening to what you're saying anymore. They stop listening the moment they become defensive, feel criticized, or the minute their heart rate goes over 100 beats per minute. And so we talk about how to recognize the four horsemen. We talk about the antidotes for the four horsemen. We teach people an intervention to deal with perpetual reoccurring problems, which are 69% of all the things that couples argue about. And we teach them a technique to use in working with problems that are situational problems, and to find a temporary or partial solution to perpetual reoccurring problems. We also help people to learn to have stress-reducing conversations, which turns out to be the main thing that helps couples to be able to hold on to the gains that they made at 2 years after they have completed marriage counseling.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. And do you feel like the information is kind of easy to understand for most people, or does it really take a little bit to kind of digest for most people?
It is very easy to understand. In fact, when we do the Art and Science of Love workshop for couples, we actually teach couples to do all the interventions that they would learn if they completed level 1, 2, and 3 training. So, and they have booklets, manuals on exactly how to go through that. And they practice that. So someone who's gone to the Art and Science of Love workshop for couples knows more about the various interventions and how to do them than somebody who's only gone through level 2 or 3 training.
Gotcha. What would you say is kind of the hardest part about going through any of the training? Do you find that people may have maybe certain belief systems or maybe they disagree with certain things that maybe they're not open to? What is it that you find?
Well, it's not so much, people don't have problems with belief systems because most of it is, it makes absolute sense. I think the most difficult thing is, I mean, it's easy to do. The techniques are easy to do. The problem is being able to recognize when those horsemen are showing up. That's the part that takes practice, and it takes a lot of practice. And then the other part that's sometimes difficult is remembering what, you know, techniques to use when.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you feel that it's difficult to kind of find that ability to right away recognize what technique should use or what is the issue that's being caused? Why is it kind of unclear a lot of times?
It's unclear because for example, the Dreams Within Conflict questions are a set of, I believe there's 12 questions. And they start out very general, like, what do you believe about this issue? And then as you go down the list of questions, it becomes, it drills down deeper and deeper and becomes more and more specific. So it's like the layers of an onion. And so when I say to the women that I mentor, use Dreams Within Conflict to help them discuss that, they say, well, how do I do that? It's like, so you tell them this is the issue, and then you have them ask the questions, and they're like, oh, okay. And they just don't recognize that it's really that simple. And then the four horsemen can be very difficult to spot because criticism can look very, very different depending on who's doing it. So when men criticize, they often come across with contempt and say, well, that's stupid. Well, you shouldn't believe that. Well, if you believe that, it's your fault. So that's usually pretty easy to spot. But when women come across with contempt, it's often, well, you know, I did this for you and you never do this for me. And I don't know why you couldn't do this for me. I mean, you know, I've asked you to do this for me and you just don't do it for me. And it doesn't get recognized as contempt because it seems a lot softer, you know. But when the partner responds with their heart rate instantly shooting up, you're like, okay, that's what just happened. That was contempt. Mm. Or an eye roll, for example. An eye roll is almost always contempt. Sarcasm is often contempt, but not always. You know, it depends on the couple. You know, couples from New York that happen to be Italian talk about one another's mothers all the time. And it doesn't get heard as contempt. Whereas if someone in the South did that, it might get heard as contempt.
Gotcha. Do you feel that people that already have like a level of understanding when it comes to communication and problem solving kind of going into the training that they have an advantage?
Well, you know, I'm going to say probably not, especially therapists that have worked with individual couples or have worked with individuals instead of with couples, because it's a totally different process. So when you're working with an individual, you know, it's more, here's what I hear you saying. You're maybe using motivational interview techniques. Maybe you're doing values clarification. When you're working with couples, it's a whole different thing. It's your coaching. You're like, okay, I need to stop you right there. I stopped you because that was criticism. It was criticism because you started the sentence out with the word you. So start the sentence out with the word I. Okay, now try that. And then they'll go, I feel like. And it's like, okay, I need to stop you again. Why did you stop me? Because you weren't about to talk about how you feel. Yes, I was. Okay, go ahead. I feel like you. See, that's why I stopped you, because you weren't about to talk about a feeling. When you say, I feel like, you're about to tell someone what you think. You don't say, I feel like sad, I feel like scared, I feel like worried. You know, I feel mad, sad, glad. When you, and then describe what a video camera would pick up. Talk about the behavior. Talk about what you see. Don't label the behavior, and then say what you need. And being able to help somebody get all of that out is a very different process for someone. You know, the therapist that I've been working with the most, she's had level one training, and she's just finishing up level two training, and she's just now getting more comfortable with going, wait, hang on, let me stop you there, you know, because it's like you're not used to being that directive. But it's not just behavioral either. So you really have to be able to focus on what the person's feeling. You know, I feel this way because I need this, and helping them to get that out. So really, somebody that hasn't had any training in couples or any training in being a therapist, it might be easier for them because they're not having to unlearn stuff.
Right. Yeah, and that's a great point. There's so many different things that people may be unaware of with how they communicate and things like that. So that's a great point. And where can people go to learn more about the training and more about you?
They can go to https couplesworkshopswi.com. And on the front page of our website, you will see level one training, and that's training for professionals. Just know that right now we're having a very difficult time getting the site to load. It's like taking forever. So we're in the process right now of having it rebuilt. So just be patient with it. And if you can't get it to load, just call our office at 920-560-4525, and we will get someone on the phone that can answer your questions. And we have an answering service 24/7 if we can't pick up.
Awesome. Well, Gloria, once again, just wanted to say thank you for taking the time out and sharing this information and giving us more insight that people may not realize or know about. So I just want to say thanks again for sharing, and I really do appreciate it.
Thank you so much. You take care. Have a good day.
You as well. And for everyone else out there, please stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now Mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag in the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops, the rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.